is appearing. Over.
Command Steve.
KZ4M mobile.
KZ4M, I am up here in Templeville.
Well, I'm glad you're making it back all right.
I got a text earlier today, Bubba.
Nope,
it was, I can't remember the part of it. It's, K2RCL. He made his extra with you guys today.
He did well.
Good. Yeah, I've got to get in there and start studying so I can get up and get mine down. I got to get it moving. There goes the neighborhood.
Walking town, KB2H access.
Hey, Tom, if you've got standards, I'll understand why you blank out. Buddy of mine.
Name is guitar player AC man.
Still there, Tom?
Todd, if I had standards, the more I thought about it, heck, I'm talking to you. I don't have any standards.
You'd rather talk to me.
Gotcha. Oh, me. Now, hey, did you have a pretty good crowd over there today for the testing?
We had a handful.
Dave, are you an extra or are you just a general?
I am a general.
Well, okay. Between the two of us, Bubba, you and I both have got to get to studying and getting our stuff together to get our extra.
My book, because I know the laws and everything has changed from the time I took it 20 years ago.
Okay, yep. As a matter of fact, I've got the new extra book.
Where did you get it and how do I get one?
I don't have the AMRL extra book, but I've got an extra book, and it's pretty good. But you can get an AMRL extra book online from Amazon.
I'll take a look. I'll order one up, because, yeah, I wouldn't mind getting my extra, you know, get on the low bands a little bit more.
Yeah, hey, Tom, he's got him a crank-up tower now. So he's going to have to get up there and get his extra, just like me.
All right, well, I'm trying to navigate traffic here on Wade Hampton Boulevard. And we're going to try to grab us a bite to eat and head towards the house. So I will let you guys have it. You be careful coming up the road there, Steve. And I'll get up with you sometime a little bit later, brother. 73, KZ4M Mobile.
My sweetheart, that I know that she's a kind, patient, and a very patient, in case I didn't hear her say it right the first time, lady. Tell her I said howdy. 73, case 4 of NMEA. So, Dave, let's get it going. Let's challenge each other. If I don't have a motivation, I won't get it going the way I need to. When are we going to take the test? Let's set a date. 3 months from now?
Okay. Now, do I need to get my code up to speed, or do they get away with the code?
No code required.
Ooh, no kidding. Okay. Okay.
September 11th.
No, we can do it before September 11th. My goodness. Well, let me get the book and start reading through it. I got to familiarize myself with all the different modes and stuff.
Okay. All right. But we need to, you and I both need to get that done. Now that you've got you a tower and a proper way to do it, we need to get it going. Get motivated.
Okay. Let me look at the book or look at the game. Just, let me see what it takes to learn it. And then I'll lay down the gauntlet.
I tell you what. Yeah, I'm sort of getting myself motivated as we speak.
More radio gear and antennas and all kinds of stuff. You know, I gotta put some money out there.
Yeah,
actually sitting next to me in the car. What?
Yeah, I hear you. You don't have an HF radio now?
I'm kidding. Yes, I do. I've got the icons.
That's what I thought. You don't need to buy anything but an antenna.
I razz my wife a little bit.
Well, I take that back. Now, you do need a good 1,000 or 1,500-watt amplifier. You know, that way, you know, you can really get out there. Those don't run for about no $3,000.
Get me in trouble.
Something in the background like, yeah, you're going to get one of those.
Don't forget the antenna tuner and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and there goes the light bill every time I key down.
That's just ancillary stuff, you know, that you have to have to be able to do it.
Right. Right. And I need another guitar, too. Because I'm going to have to go back to work full-time and pay for my own way to live somewhere because she'll probably throw my butt out.
She won't. She'll just do like my wife does and kind of bruise you up a little bit, you know. All wives like to have some sort of excuse where they can kind of batter us around a little bit occasionally.
And my wife will tell me to go out to the yard and get a switch and I'll be beaten with it.
Five, two, four.
Character. Yeah, we're almost home. We took a little ride up to the top of Paris Mountain for a few minutes and just kind of got away from everything and had a nice little visit to Paris Mountain. Now we're heading back to the house and batten down the hatches for the coming storm.
True storm coming?
Really, no. The last I looked at it yesterday was a Category 1 hitting the coast. And I'm probably sure it's downgraded by now, coming on land, it's probably back down to a tropical storm. But don't quote me, I have not looked anything updated.
Where's it coming in at?
Kind of our southwest and coming across Louisiana.
Okay. All right. So when are they saying that's going to be coming in here? Probably middle of next week?
No, today and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow is from that storm?
Hey, well, what do you get? Your head in a bubble? You haven't looked at the TV in a while or what?
I don't pay any attention to that idiot box. And weathermen, hey, they're overpaid and only right 40% of the time. So, you know, it's the only job in the world that I know of where you can get a raise and only be right half the time.
Well, I have a weather log out in front of my house. So when it's wet, I know it's raining. When it's moving around, I know it's windy. And when it's got white on top, I know it's snowing out. So that's my weather log.
There you go. All right. Well, all right, I have to go check that out when I get home. I've been down to Columbia and back today. So, all right, well, listen, I'm going to jump, Beth. I got to pay the toll here on the Southern Connector. And, I will talk to you again soon. 73, K4 VWA, clear after you find
me. All right, Steve, 73, KB2HXS.
To RCL. Steve, holler at me when you get through the tolls.
RCL, K4 VWA. How you doing, big guy?
Ecstatic standing.
He's a happy boy. Ain't it grand when things are going your way? Well, congratulations, big man.
Sure, and I was going to let you know, I've got a West Mountain DSP coming. Should be here Thursday. Found a good deal online on it.
Who'd you find it from?
Found it at the Ham Radio Outlet in Oregon. It's supposed to be like new in box with cables, $159.
Okay, now which one is that? Is that with the speaker built in, or is that the flat module you add the speaker to?
The flat three knob module, just like the one you got up there in the shack close to the house.
Good choice, son. Good choice. So apparently you liked it.
it made a huge difference. Made a contact up in Wisconsin the other night, and I could hear him just about as clear as I can on the VHF repeater here.
State of Arkansas is doing, well, it's not the state of Arkansas, but anyhow, they had a thing on last night where, you know, everybody was checking in to the Arkansas 185th anniversary of statehood, something or other. And my wife was sitting out in the she shed with me, because I was tinkering with something else, and I just happened to scan down through there and run across this, and I was listening to it, and there was people checking in from all over the country and around Canada and everything. She said, well, can you get that one? And I said, well, yeah, I think so. And I turned on my amp and turned my beam right towards Arkansas, cranked it up to about 800 amps, and I keyed down. The guy come back immediately and says, good signal. You're running in here at about 9.5 to 10 on me. What is that?
That sounds like you got it going on, man.
Fantastic.
Listen,
I'm getting a phone call. I'll be back on here with you in just a minute.
A4,
VWA out.
RCO monitor.
We're HKX.
Hey, Russell. Patrick, what's going on?
Here waiting on the wife to get back. She went to see the new baby that her little niece had had, and then I got to go to the dreaded Sam's Club.
And on a Saturday. That's what my wife said.
The one up here in Hendersonville, it's a little smaller, not quite as busy as the ones down there.
We go to the Costco down here. We don't go to Sam's Club too much. It's way down Woodruff Road, so it's a little bit harder to get to. And we usually try to go during the week, during the day when it's a little slower.
That. During the summer months here, when my wife's out of work and she rides with me, we'll stop at the one down in Easley and in the tool truck, and we'll just do it then. So that's how we normally do it. But during the winter, I'm stuck going to the one up here on the weekends.
Speaking of the tool truck, how's that process coming?
Well, one is finally paid off, and the paperwork. The financer for the new one, he's supposed to email me a link to sign everything Monday, and he'll have to overnight me some paperwork to have notarized, and then we're going after it.
So this time next week, you might have a new truck sitting in the driveway, huh?
Roger that. I'm hoping so anyway. I have to fight with the tag office up here. That could be quite a challenge in itself.
There, Patrick. K4 VWA. I'm back.
So hopefully the DMV won't give you too hard of a time up there. And, you know, the neighborhood's going downhill. Steve's back in here.
Say along with the IQ level.
Watch out now. I resemble that remark.
The wife says we need to be nice to each other.
Man, I tell you what, you ought to come around when I have my modeling group up at the house. Half of them I went to high school with, and man, it's something else. I tell you, we have a pretty good time.
Probably pretty interesting, but I can't take on any more hobbies right now. I might get strung up by my toes.
But I'm right there with you. If I do too much more, I will be strung up.
I need to have a talk with Giles Wise. You know, this business of us poor guys going out and killing ourselves. Our lifespans are much shorter than the ladies. We can't enjoy our retirements because we croak off too early. And on top of all that, they still tell us what to do. Now, is that fair?
Steve, you better be careful. I'm sitting here in the desk, and she's sitting over on the couch listening. She said you get on the fine line.
Say, I'll bring bring mine down there and let you have that conversation in person, by all means, have at it. And I'll go ahead and call the ambulance while you're having that conversation.
Well, I'm different from y'all. Now, you guys do understand that I got my wife trained.
Let's see. I don't know if I can quite believe that or not.
Well, I do. She does not bruise me where it shows anymore.
Good. That's pretty good.
Here a few weeks ago, and I don't know if he can say that same thing or not. Now, Patrick, does she still bruise you where it shows?
She just hits me in the head. She knows it ain't gonna hurt me too much.
Set up a good bit, but we love our ladies. At least we better, huh?
Is that right? I'm a lucky man. I got lucky when I got this one, and I'm gonna have to do everything I can to hold on to her.
Well, you know what I tell people about mine, don't you? I tell them, I said, I did as good the second time as I did bad the first time.
I can't ask for any better than the one the Lord blessed me with, so I'm going to keep her around for a good while if I got anything to do with it.
About three more days, and we'll be hitting that 25-year mark, so I can't complain.
Let me tell you something. I got single again after 20 years of marriage in 1996, and I used to tell people I was married for 20,000 years. Well, now we just had our anniversary, and I look up and I say, golly, we've been married for 15 years. Time flies when you have fun. Sure as heck slows down when you ain't.
And it does. It definitely flies when you're having fun.
Had our 25th wedding anniversary back in March, so enjoying it.
I just hope you guys have got it as good as I do.
Hey, Patrick, did you check those links out that I sent you?
I'm in here right now. I'm just getting ready to.
With the two free credits on that, you can get the extra and the general. Just biggest thing of it being is to make sure you cancel it before 30 days. Otherwise, they'll charge you $14.95.
See, if that is part of my Prime account already, I don't know. It may be.
Well, it's going to be separate. It's just done through the Prime. In other words, when you sign up, it'll basically, you'll sign up through Amazon, so to speak, and it charges you through the Amazon Prime, but they are doing a deal right now where you can get like 4 months at 50-something% off or something like that, and that's until the end of this month, so it comes out like $6.95 a month for 4 months, and you get the 4 credits. The basically, once you download the book, it's yours to keep from then on.
I have to check into that. I'll do that while I'm waiting on the wife to get back.
Learning about resistance and capacitance and attenuance the other day while I was cutting grass.
My tech license, I just Bluetoothed the phone into the radio in the truck as I was driving up and down the mountain, and I was listening to it there. That's how I got it.
I think that that fast track is kind of what helped me get through the process. It took me 9 days of studying, and I went and attempted the test today and actually was lucky enough to pass it. So I can't complain. I think it was a good investment to get those books and be able to listen to them. And plus, I can go back to them and refer to them for information because it's broke down in chapters. And it gets in-depth on some things, and some things it just kind of skates right on through, you know, that's not super important.
Like I said, I'll look at them here in just a few minutes.
What's up for your general?
It is at least my general.
You get your general, give it a little bit of time, and then there's going to be certain frequencies you're not going to be able to go into. Until you get your extra, you'll get motivated to get the extra too. But I tell you, once you move up from the technician, it gets deeper And then once you get up, go into the extra, it gets real deep.
But like I said, I'm just taking it one day at a time and trying to get into one of these clubs so I can meet some guys and maybe if I got a question or two, get them answered.
Listen, both of y'all listen to me. Now, Russell, Patrick, they had the meeting for the Greer Club this past Monday night. And both of you and me in Greer in the second Monday of next month. Here?
Trying to fit that in the schedule.
By the way, you know they're having field day this coming weekend.
No, I did not know that.
Okay, so Russell and Patrick, would you guys like to get together with me and Phil, W4NGU, and ride over to the field day? If I'm not mistaken, they have it at the Y in Traveler's Rest. So I could swing by and pick you up, Russell, and then we could meet Patrick for some lunch and then go by there after lunch and see the whole setup and spend maybe an hour or so and then head back.
Bad, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that myself as long as I'm in town and not chasing a truck down.
Hey, you're going to be going to get your truck.
Yep.
Okay. I feel certain that you're going to be going to get that truck. It's just time.
Leaving before then, and I've got it back here loading it.
That'll be good. That'll be good for you. All right. Well, look, I'll be in touch later on in the week, and we'll plan that, okay? Now, what else was I going to tell you? Well, I leaned my head over, and it leaked out.
They call that old timers, some timers.
Like that, what can I say?
Where's your truck at?
At Boot Hill in Missouri. Basically, I'll head out to Memphis and I'll hook north, and it's halfway between Memphis and St. Louis.
It's not too bad. I mean, you're what? Well, you'd be about 4 hours from Nashville, wouldn't you? Well, no, if you're going to, yeah. I don't know, I'm lost now. I had to pull out a map.
It's about 14 hours.
Says it's only about 8.5 from here.
Yeah, 8.5 ain't too bad, but that's still a good drive, I mean.
I've done it before. If I go, can get it all lined up and by Wednesday, my son's going to ride with me.
He can help you drive some. Now, so you're going to fly out there and pick it up and then drive back, or you're going to drive both ways?
Hopefully drive both ways, just so I ain't got to deal with the flying.
How old's your son? It out like it was nothing.
That now. This younger generation still has a hard time keeping up.
Yep. All right. But that's going to be good when you get it in here. Hey, how long do you think it'll take to get your truck stuffed?
I did it. It took me about 3 days to get everything moved over and halfway organized. But that's me doing it by myself. Hopefully I can get a little more help this time.
A lot of stuff, isn't it, Russell?
RCL for ID. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. Patrick, I'll see if I hadn't got materials in for that job over in Inman when you get it back here. I can come give you a hand moving some of the stuff over.
I'd sure appreciate it. KO4 HKX for ID.
Heavy lifting?
None of it'll be heavy lifting. It's just a lot of up and down.
Tell you what. Depending on, I can't do it on a Thursday, but I can't do it on a Sunday, but I might be able to come up on a Friday or Saturday if it works out that way.
and like I said, it's just going to be however it works out. I don't really know yet. Do come up. I got just a thing for you, though.
Hey, I'm afraid to ask. Is it fresh bruises?
No, but I promise you, your fingertips will be sore.
Okay. I'm listening.
Put the stuff in the ceiling, pulling all those little bungee cords down and getting a hold of them, since you're so tall.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't mind that. Yep. As long as you tell me exactly where you want them at, that'd be fine.
I'm vertically challenged. That's always been a task.
Let me assure you, being vertically inclined is not an advantage. You should see me trying to get in and out of these little bitty cars they make in the day. Sheesh. Matter of fact, I can't get in some of them. They're just too dang small.
Why do you think I drive what I drive? I want to be comfortable and be able to get in and out without having to bang my head every time.
6 foot?
About 5'10", 5'8", 5'10", somewhere in there now.
I'm 6'4", and I'm going to tell you something. I just can't deal with some of these little cars. My daughter's got a Chevy Cruze. Shoot, man, I'd just as soon get out, unfold, and get out of that thing, pick it up, put it in my back pocket, and walk on.
Getting in and out of those when I was working at the dealership was fun. As short as I am, I still can't get my neck to bend that much to get in and out of them things. I don't see how people do it. And then the Camaros and Mustangs and stuff like that are even worse.
About a 2009 Saturn or it's about the same as a Malibu. And, bro, I cannot get in and out of that thing with a hat on.
Well, Saturn, I've seen you wadded up in it.
After you get in it, it's reasonably comfortable. But getting in and out of that thing is just, golly. If it wasn't such a handy little spare car, I'd sell that thing in a heartbeat. Hey, either one of y'all need a spare car?
Russell, how about you?
Don't think so.
Like I said, some of these things that are out there. Hey, and you know what I've got? I've got a 1968 Mustang Coupe, and I just love that little car. But you ought to see me getting in and out of it. But let me tell you what, I got to duck my head down a certain way. I got to sit down in it and duck my head down a certain way before I can get inside. And there ain't but about 2 or 3 inches between my head and the ceiling of that thing after I got in. But
the
way I got it set up, it's
just
too much fun.
W4DJW.
How you doing, buddy? Jump in there.
Hey, I missed your call yesterday. I tried to call you back and couldn't get you. Did you guys go flying?
Oh, yeah. We spent Thursday afternoon and evening and Friday morning flying. And had a blast. And Scott is taking off and landing on his own in very good fashion.
Well, that's good to hear. I thought it might have been something like that. I was in the middle of a meeting when you called, so I couldn't call you back. So I just wanted to touch base. Nobody broke anything? Everything went home in the same quantity of pieces that went out there in?
Son, I didn't even break a propeller. It just all worked out good. So, anyhow, we missed you. Well, listen. Guys, I got to bail out. I just pulled into my destination, and I'll be back out in about 15 or 20 minutes to see if y'all are still here. So, Dave, we got to go again. Just not right now. Fix it to get rained on. Oh, y'all carry on. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
All right, I'll catch you later. I'm in the middle of, I got batteries for the laser, so I'm going to take it out there tomorrow, I think, if the weather's good. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know I got your call, and I tried to call you back, but I couldn't get you. W4DJW, clear and listening.
Hey, Dave, if you do go out there, give me a holler. I may try to ride out there with you if it's not raining. So, all right, well, 10-4 VWA, I'm clear.
Will do, W4DJ, W clear.
Sure, you gentlemen. Patrick, you still in there?
Yeah, Russ, well, I'm still here. KO4HKX Friday.
RCL on this end? Sounds good. Just have to wait and see and see when you can get back to the truck. We'll try to get all your stuff moved over, get you back up and running normal.
Hey, you don't know how much that means to me to get back this thing back up and going. I am sick of this trailer.
Then when it's raining too and you got to go from the vehicle to the trailer and everything, I mean, that's way too much. And it's been too long. I mean, they should have, they definitely ain't out there for the little man. They out there for the money and that's it. They don't care what happens to anybody else. So, but maybe it'll get better.
So it's just a matter of time and just sticking it out and staying on top of them.
Yeah, it's bad. We have to stay on top of them to make sure that they do the job, but I guess people just don't have the work ethics like some of us used to have, or some of us do have. I don't know. It just, I don't think nobody wants to work no more. Everybody needs help and can't hire nobody.
Tell me about it. I don't know what we're going to do with that. They're going to have to force them back to work because they ain't going to go on their own. That's for sure. And there's no urgency to anybody anymore. Nothing. Wherever you go is nothing about it.
I think June 31st or something like that, they're going to cut off that extra unemployment here in South Carolina. So I imagine there'll be a bunch of people scrambling at that point to go find a job.
It may take them a few months, so, but like I've been saying, you think about how hard it is for you to come back after you've had just a week off. It's 2 or 3 days. They've had almost 2 years.
Yep, that's a fact for sure.
Check out that YouTube channel yet?
RCO for ID. No, I hadn't turned the computer on yet. I just come in here in the house and turned the radios and stuff on and heard all of us in there talking, so I figured I'd jump in for a minute. And, I got that other mask grounded with the other one now, so everything's tied together and everything's set and stable, so hopefully my antennas are up there to stay.
And then I heard you say you ordered you one of those West Mountain filters, so you like the way that works.
Mini station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, mobile.
You got Patrick and Russell here.
Hey, bud, this is a dangerous situation because I'm on the radio and I got my wife in the truck, so she gets to see who this man that's talked me into buying all this radio gear, who he is.
99% sure that I did not twist his arm in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
This KL4NUE, man. We are laughing and laughing and laughing.
Make it over to that ham fest?
We got there this morning, I don't know, about 9:30, I guess. Patrick, I'd say probably about 200 people there. And it's the first ham fest I've ever been to. And I was kind of impressed, really. I mean, I bought some odds and ends. And, I think my wife said, this looks like stuff that we throw away over the years, Sometimes you have to see one little light bulb or one little, panel light or one little stick. Light bulb, that's got to be wrote all over it, that kind of stuff,
I don't know where you're at, but I only got about half of that, so you're breaking up pretty bad. KO4HX Friday.
GX, 14 UE,
RCL.
RCL for ID. Yeah, Chad, I'm having a hard time pulling in too, losing the repeater and coming back in.
Sorry about that, fellas. I'm on I-26, right here in Hendersonville. On a trend. I'll be monitoring and jump back in when the white noise goes.
In my black hole that I keep talking about. That's where he's at.
What I was thinking when he said he was on 26, I remember you talking about it. I figured that was going to be it.
It is right through there. I mean, it's a big old spot that just, you can't hear nothing hardly at all coming from the south direction there. 106.3 the word, you can't hear it. This repeater.
It must be some kind of obstruction between there and the signal. I mean, I don't know, unless there's something that's just messing with the RF there in that general area. It's creating too much noise for the signal to get through.
Well, it'll take me about 20 minutes to drive through it.
Well, that's either an awful big interference signal or a really big mountain then.
Saying it's just such a vast area, it's just like, what could be causing that much interference?
I would almost have to say with that big of an area, it'd have to be terrain. Getting on the other side of a mountain range or, you know, something to that extent. Having a long ridge line or something between you and the signal coming in.
The ridge line there, but I'm not sure it's that high because Caesar's Head is pretty high over there and above anything else right through that area that I'm aware of. I was wondering if the National Guard Armory is right there. I was wondering if they had something to do with it.
There is no telling. I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, I wouldn't think so, but anything's possible for sure. The more I've read, the more I realize that there's some odd things out there that'll interfere with radio signals.
Like a leaf. That's amazing.
No doubt.
KL4HKX and this KL4NUE, is that any better?
Better, Chad.
Where?
Fell out of the seat yet.
Oh, I got one for you. So, my wife has decided she's going to go get her technician license. So, on the way up here yesterday, we decided that we'd get on QRZ and take the, you know, practice exam just to kind of see where she stood. So, second try on the exam, practice exam, she passes the stinking exam. Don't even know what a radio is, don't even know what a hand mic is, and she passes the exam.
You know, she might have her extra before you do.
That's KL4NUE station ID. Man, I'm telling you, that's something else. I mean, I'm proud of her, but it took me a couple of weeks to study up for the technician and get through it, you know. But she's a school teacher, and she's able to just look at the questions and kind of figure out what the answer is, you know.
Teaching you how to do this before long, Chad.
Man, she's a good person. She's been kept me on the right track for 26 years.
Chad, if you can't remember the exact year, you might find yourself rolling down the side of 26 and she done left you there.
Hey, man, I mean, I do the best I can do. That's all I can do, you know. And I just tell her, hey, ain't it enough just to be married to one another and just, you know, kind of care for each other? Do we have to remember all these dates and birthdays and this, that, and the other? So last year I got the updated iPhone, so I put in all the birthdays and the anniversaries. And I don't know, somehow or another I get the mute button turned on and it stays on for a couple of days and I miss the birthdays and anniversaries and I just said the heck with it, man. I just, you know, I try, that's all I can do though.
Yeah, Google Calendar is my friend. It keeps up with all the stuff that I'm supposed to keep up with and lets me know when it's happening and usually a day before it happens.
Pat Rock, I don't know how noisy this is, but I gotta know, man, did you get the truck or what?
Do not have a truck yet. Waiting on them to email me the paperwork Monday to sign on the new lease or new loan and all the insurance stuff. And then I got to go to the tag office and go get it.
Mercy, man. This has got to be absolutely frustrating.
I will say it this way. It has definitely been a test in patience and will.
I got that sheet metal over there if you need it. And last year I bought the maintenance section out over at the Ryobi plant in Pickens. And the little yellow storage tray that you put parts in, I bet you I got a thousand of those. And they kind of hook together and that kind of thing. So if there's anything you need for the truck, I probably got it when I bought that maintenance cage over here. But I know you probably got the way things you want to set things up, but I got plenty of them if you need them.
Until I get the truck here and start putting it together, I'm really not going to know what all I need. So that's one of the things that takes so long to put it together. Just have to build it as it goes.
Sorry about that, bud, but I didn't catch any of that. Give me a couple miles, and I'll get back with you. I'm in another hole.
Was it me and you a couple of weeks ago talking to the new ham, Daniel, I believe was his name? Do you remember his call?
I do not.
It seems like I vaguely remember it, but I don't remember the call sign, Patrick.
Just hadn't heard him back on here since that day. He'd got him another radio where he could get in better, and now we hadn't heard him again.
I don't know. I hadn't been on the radio much, probably the last 3 days. I've been nose down in the book or trying to get stuff finished up around here that's been overdue since I've been working over in Inman. And aside from that, I mean, it's just been study, 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 so I hadn't been on the radio hardly at all.
Say, I hadn't heard you on here much lately, but I figure that's wise because you've been studying, which I know that takes a lot because I've been trying to study for my general and haven't gotten anywhere with it yet.
Picked up this HF radio. That was kind of my motivation to get going. I've wanted my extra for a while and just hadn't buckled down and actually started studying and do it. I just decided I was going to go for it, and then I found out they were testing this Saturday, and I knew I'd have to wait another month to go over and test or find an online test, and I was just like, you know, I'm just going to give it my all and see if I can do it. And last night I was passing the practice exams with mid-80s and then hit 90, and I was like, I think I'm ready, so I'm just going to go give it a shot, and went over today and took it. I passed it, so I'm happy.
I did for you. I'm glad you got it. Now you can get out there and start using it. And maybe you can teach us a few things.
Well, I can assure you I'm still learning. I did learn a good bit of stuff as I went along. Most of it is mush in my brain right now, so hopefully it'll all coagulate back together and I can remember most of it.
Retain it. Put it in practice.
No doubt.
Now, that's the hard part about it. You're not confident enough to put it in practice yet.
Yeah, I'm still a little questionable on some things, but hopefully I can just keep plugging along, and I'm going to keep the book here for reference and go back to it when I need to. It's got a wealth of information in it for sure. And I went up to the wire man and picked up a couple of connectors the other day, and they gave me a copy of the wire book. And I've been reading through it some, and it's got a lot of good information in it.
Actually, is the wire man up there on 11?
It's up at, I guess what they call Hidden Hills. Where 11 and 101 intersect, you go up 912 and take the first road to the right. And it's just it's an old country road. You go winding out through there, and the driveway cuts back to the right. You go up the hill, and you keep going uphill, uphill. And then finally you get up there, and the house is on the left, and the shop is down on the right, like a garage. But once you go in there, I mean, there's just spools and spools and spools and spools of cable and all kind of different connectors and parts and stuff. They got just about any cable you want. They got good prices on it. And also, they've got the ferrite beads to either build a ballon or build a choke, or you can buy them already pre-made, whatever you want to do.
To know that we got stuff like that close by.
Yeah, I picked up a couple of PL-259 connectors, both male and female up there, and they cost a little bit more than what they are on, like, Amazon or something like that, but you know what you're getting, and at the same time, like, I got a pack of five PL-259 connectors one time off of Amazon, and the reducer didn't even go all the way to the base. There was nothing there to solder the shield to, so it was kind of like, these are useless, and I just sent them back. I'll probably just go up there to get connectors from now on.
It's like being able to put your hands on it before you buy it. That's the whole premise of what I do.
Go ahead, Kilo Z4, Mike.
I got to hear your call sign one more time. Mine is K-O-4-HKX. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
How long were you a general?
Just the technician. Russell was the one that got his extra this morning.
You before, and I was getting the both of you guys clogged up in my mind, and I thought, daggone it, if that was you there testing, I'm going to be upset that I didn't actually talk to you. Sometimes when we're in there giving out the exams, it's you get foggy, and it's nice to put faces with names.
Hey, how do you get more information on the testing sessions?
When they are?
That's mainly what I'm looking for.
Go to the WestCars website, but it's pretty easy for us. We're always the exact same Saturday every month there in Greenville.
It's the third Saturday of the month.
And Spartanburg, the ARRL does one, but they're every other month. And I think Greenwood is every other month. I could be wrong. They might be every month, but they actually give it on, if I'm not mistaken, Wednesday evening. For some reason, I'm cloudy. But, yeah, you can check the ARRL website, and they'll tell you. They've got links to the different VECs.
To keep up with that, because I'm wanting to move up to get my general. That's what Russell and I were just talking about.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there. It's just I heard your voice, and I talked to him before, and then Russell spoke, and I went, oh, crap, is that Patrick Bailey? Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm easily confused.
We're talking to Steve this morning.
Confuse anybody. Well, I'll step out of here and let you guys finish your conversation. Russell, congratulations, bud. And both of you guys have a great one. 73. Kilo Z4 Mike's clear and listening.
good. I appreciate it. 73s, and you welcome in anytime for sure. Just interrupt us and come on in. We'll let anybody in here.
It's good to talk to you again. Stay safe out there mobiling around. This 873 is the wife's back at home now, so I'm going to see when she's ready to go.
I tell you what, y'all have fun at Sam's, and I think I'm going to mosey into the kitchen and get me some homemade strawberry ice cream and kick back, maybe watch a little bit of TV and let my mind unfold. But y'all have a wonderful afternoon and be safe out there, and I'll say 73s, and K2RCL will be clear.
It's Russell, and congratulations on your upgrade there, and you go enjoy that ice cream. It's Kicks, and I'll be clear.